Anaclism, the screenplay, a chapter from a book titled Anaclism, started in 1972, published in 2004, written by Z. Charnot. It is the nature of space that in the need to index the mechanisms and the practices of the extensive systems of life that we must use the word nation in the very specific reference to an ecological intricacy. The title of the space nation, in this case, is Anerlobe. This refers to the science practiced with great acuity within this particular nation, the science of motion and currents. The qualities there are to consider about motion, first of all, require that we be observant that there is no such a thing as absolute motion, but that all motion requires bodies of reference, and in the bodies of reference, not only the number of bodies, but certain qualities of those bodies become significant. It is also a nature of motion and the principles of relative motion that there is a definite kind of energy which is exchanged between the bodies in relative motion, which is not only a product of the nature of the substance of the body, but the nature of the motion itself and the fields of force within the environs of the bodies of reference. There are no free body motions anywhere in the universe. Every body is related to every other body by a definite network of forces and the definite range over which those forces are effectual in high and low magnitude ways. What can occur is that there can be biasing motion currents that are set up in laboratory conditions to subtract the effect of external motions and their currents from being able to be effective in any given zone of space, particularly in the laboratory's environs. The Anerlobe space nation was designed to provide biasing currents through external systems of motion, so as to eliminate those external forces and currents, and be able to create, in a way, a vacuum in the field system, where only known currents could be allowed through to be exhibited in any given part of the laboratory. It is true of elementary laboratories for motion and for current studies that the most complex substances and fields to which they can provide an appropriate current vacuum is in the non-living or low-living index types of substance. The Anerlobe was peculiar inasmuch as it had some of the most advanced biasing motion current networks found in the territory of space. At one time, the Anerlobe space nation was the supporting system for a large population for them to experience their growth, enlargement, as creators of greater domain, as well as a place within which certain balancing forces in the universe were implemented by the locus of the space nation itself and the attributes of those within the space nation. There was a consciousness of the navigational practices of the Anerlobe space nation that allowed them, again and again, to be the amending or supplementing force in some solar system's evolution that would make the difference. There had just been a survey of the heavens searching for the greatest whiteness and breadth of whiteness in every sphere radiant of the heavens that surrounded the Anerlobe space nation. In the direction of Megagontes, the highest intensity and greatest whiteness, breadth, had been measured. The navigational loci for the motion of Anerlobe into Megagontes was plotted. The deportation exodus schedules and the import rendezvous schedules were preliminarily planned, and the announcement of the loci was broadcast. The metabolistic navigational programs were set up, since the field conditions of Megagontes required a more advanced life form than had ever been observed, reported, or conceived of by any of those within Annerlobe. It was a utopia towards which to move. The rate of change in the life form required a particularly complex kernel in the air approach to Megagontes with high-rate life cycles, particularly with intricate supporting navigational motions for the intuitive and mental faculties to metabolize at a high enough rate to allow any sort of reasonable high-speed motion towards Megagontes. The lifestyle patterns were disseminated, and the individual supporting behavioral patterns and the change in the pattern programs were begun early in the course. A kind of mutiny arose on the part of those who were to be deported. It was the obvious desire that instead of experiencing deportation, they would prefer that Annerlobe navigate for a lesser field condition. The fairness of majority desire, even the ability to analyze degrees and the intensities of desire and competence to cope with such a far-reaching change in the nature of the population of Annerlobe in order to enter Megagontes, became a severely contested question, insisting that there would be intervention of some justice from the system of space.